All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It is The Usual Suspects on a Monday following Thanksgiving. It's Cyber Monday. If you're out there dabbling in all that, good luck to you. Let us know if you actually find a deal that you wouldn't find on any other day. But appreciate you taking us along for the ride, no matter whether you're working, playing, or anything in between. It's Barry and Joel live from Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue, where you should stop in and see us. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great spot to have a late lunch or dinner tonight and watch the game, Buku is the place for you. If you love Cajun food, you will love this place because it has the best Cajun food around. Unbelievable daiquiris, lots of TVs, reasonable prices, and they are very, very friendly here as a staff. So you should stop by and see us. And even if we're not here, you should stop in and check out what everybody's been talking about. It is a great place with good food.
Love the food here. Weather is awesome, too. They got a patio. You can sit out there and enjoy your food as well. I went and got my are you a car wash guy? Do you get your car washed a lot? Are you a take care of your car guy?
Lisa's a big car wash all the time. If my car is dirty, I'll go get it clean, but I'm not, like, anal about it.
I didn't realize how expensive. So I usually only get my car washed when I get the oil changed. And I'll go to this spot on, I think it's Sawdust Road, and they'll do the oil change. And it's kind of one of those where they'll do the oil change and wash your car for free. So I'll pay to get my car washed, and then I'll get I'll pay to get my oil change and get the free car wash. But with all this rain that we've had and the fact that I had the new car, I was like, you know what? I'll just go to this new spot in the front of my neighborhood and get it washed. So the way they have it is once you pull – it's kind of the one where you pull in and it takes you on the track, and then they'll either vacuum it for you or you can do it yourself. But the way they have it designed is when you pull in, you can't get out – like you can't back up. But they don't – there's nothing visible that shows you what you're about to pay for or how much it costs. So I pull in, and it's like $7 for a very basic wash. $10 to like for the wheels and then the wash, which is a lot of – to me, that's a ridiculous amount of money to spend on a car wash.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can go to the Exxon and get it for like $6.
Well, that's what
the
I
whole
know.
Thing. When you get your gas.
I go to the Shell and it's 10 or 12 for the
deluxe.
See,
I'm not paying that much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the deluxe, you're fancy. You got deluxe money? I don't have deluxe money. So this guy comes over.
The brushes are softer.
I'm sitting there deciding if I'm going to do this or not because there's an arm that doesn't let you move forward. And, of course, the way it's designed, you can't really back up easily. So this guy walks up. He goes, what you going to get, man? I was like, man, I have no idea. I don't think I'm going to get anything. I was like, how much is it to get a wash and a vacuum? And he was like, $40. I was like, $40? He goes, yeah, if we do it, it's $40. You get the full service wash and the vacuum and the – We'll vacuum out your cup holders. And I was like, what?
They might want to do more than that.
So I was like, man, just how much is just a wash? He goes, well, we got vacuum stations, so if you get the wash, you can vacuum it yourself. How much is the wash? And that's when he shows me the $7 and the $10. And I was like, man, that's too much. I don't want to pay that much, man. I could have done this at the Exxon and been done with it. I just don't want to pay that. How do I get out of here? He goes, man, I'll give you a discount on the $30 wash or the $40 wash. I was like, I don't want a discount on that. I can get this for like $6 at the gas station. He goes, okay, fine, man. And he punched in a code. And he goes, just go ahead. And he gave it for free. So I was like,
wow.
Okay. And then I just pulled it. Like I went through the wash and it was okay. Look, I'm glad I didn't pay for it. And that's why I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want to throw nobody under the bus. But it wasn't great. There was like blue stuff on the side of my car. I guess that's the rinse or whatever that dried on the side of the car, and not everything was clean. And I mean, I ended up vacuuming myself and drove off for free. I can't complain, but I'm glad I didn't pay $10-$12 for that thing.
I am too.
But my cheapness.
Because you would have been calling them out and just with laser focus.
But my cheapness paid off for a change. I got
like me with DirecTV.
Yeah, I got it.
Start out by telling you why you should just continue to go through with the high price, and then at the end of it, you end up getting a deal.
You're like, no, yeah. I'm usually cheap, and it doesn't pay off, so this was nice that it did for a change.
That's great.
Yeah. Some news and notes from around the NFL. Melvin Gordon suffers a knee injury, and the Chargers win. They expect to have more information today. In fact, it may have came out while we were online.
It did. He's week to week with, a sprained MCL.
Okay.
But, boy, that would have been devastating if they lost.
It really would have. Big part of it. Although his backup out there is more than capable. I think it's Ezekiel.
He's a rookie, yeah.
Yeah, more than capable of handling it. Bengals QB Andy Dalton suffered a right thumb injury during Week 12 game, considered questionable to return. Lamar Jackson had a good game.
Again.
A couple of touchdowns for him. Same thing with Jameis Winston. He had a good game. Looks like he has taken over again as the starter. They said the leash will be a little bit longer, although that remains to be seen. I'm not so sure with the fact that whole situation is bad. You talk about something that might be interesting for the Jags in the offseason. If you just go out – no, if you go out and add Fitzpatrick or Winston or whatever ends up happening in Tampa Bay.
There's going to be a lot more names. There's going to be names that can fit the bill because you're looking for a short-term fix. You're absolutely right. And I think that the Baltimore situation is interesting because, you know, Harbaugh, we were talking about him being on the hot seat and it might be over for him. But now he's won two in a row and there seems to be a little sexiness around that team and excitement because of Jackson.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first when your favorite show, Get Up, had Dominic Foxworth on, and he was talking about he didn't think Flacco would ever start another game for the Ravens. I'm like, oh, come on. Man, when he's healthy, he's got the experience. He'll be back. I think he might be right because, look, there's excitement from a defensive perspective. Yeah, you're getting some film on this kid, but you realize he isn't just all about his legs and running. He can make throws.
He did make some throws in that game.
He gets out of the pocket but still knows when to tuck it and run, knows when to get down. Seems to be learning on the fly very well. So there's a level of excitement that might save Harbaugh's job and make sure that Jackson has the full-time job, which means a guy like Flacco's available. Manning could be available. You mentioned Fitzpatrick, another great name, where if the Jags are looking for a quick fix, because we all know if they're healthy and they have a running game like Fournette, and they have good receivers, they're not that far off. But you talked about it, and you're spot on. The quarterback position is so vitally important, especially at this level, where you can't have a guy that gives what – yeah, game managers can get you by, but you need guys that can make plays and not make mistakes, and that's exactly the opposite of what they've had for the last couple seasons with Blake Bortles. So it'll be interesting to watch all those quarterback names when they start – because you know what? The other thing that shocked me
– Jags should be the first in line for any names that become available that are even remotely capable of handling
the position. Sam Bradford must be awful then, because when he was let go by the Cardinals just to free him up to do whatever he wanted to do, I thought at least bring him in, work him out, and say – unequivocally he's done, or he could help us because he's got to be better than Blake Bortles just the way he throws the football.
Yeah, that's the thing that you have to wonder is what's going on inside of that team where, and we were talking a little bit off air about how much of this is on the GM of the Jags, and we talked about Coughlin a little bit, but why wasn't anything done to shore up the position, at least bring in Bradford as a backup or bring in somebody off the street that could give you in the offseason, they could give you a viable option if Blake Bortles continues to be Blake Bortles. And he has. And I don't think Cody Kessler is the answer for this team and by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't think they believe it either. But I imagine that their thought is he can't be any worse at this point than Blake Bortles. I mean, Blake Bortles is pedestrian at best.
Here's the thing, though, Barry. Look at what we were talking about. We talked about a team that made the with all the woes of the quarterback we've been talking about, they made the conference championship a year ago, right? So at least set yourself up for not an unadulterated failure. You signed him. Excuse me. You signed him long. You signed him to another deal.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him more money. But why wouldn't you be smart enough? And Tom Coughlin should be able to overrule the general manager and say, look, this team is too good to take the risk of putting it all on just Blake Bortles' shoulders. Get an experienced veteran backup quarterback that if he does fail, we can make a quick change. We don't skip a beat. Maybe we get better on offense, but we allow our defense to maybe not have to win games for you, but still just be who they are and stay in the race for a playoff spot. Instead, they washed the whole season away by riding it all on Bortles.
Yeah, and I think you had mentioned earlier that they fired the OC.
Yep, today.
Nathaniel Hackett, yeah. I don't know that is it. Now, that could be two things. One, he's the scapegoat for a bad decision to hang on to Blake Bortles. Or it could be that he was part of the reason that they hung on to Blake Bortles. If you recall, remember when David Carr was first here, after Bill O'Brien took over, he was here for a while, and you got the feeling that he said, "Oh, I could probably do something with him." You wonder if that was the case in Jacksonville, where it was like, "I can win with this guy. I promise you. You know, just re-sign him. I can make it work." Why else would you fire the guy? Because it's obvious that the problem isn't necessarily the coordinator. It's the guy that's running the plays the coordinator is calling.
So Hackett worked with Marone at Buffalo for 2 years. He came with him, and then he came out to last night to the NFL Network and basically said, "I guess he just doesn't think too highly of me anymore, and I don't know what happened, and I was trying my best." So I think it's kind of a combination of things. Marone wants to save his job, and he knows how quickly they've fallen from where they were. It's going to be on his shoulders as well. So I think he is a scapegoat, and I think it's an easy way to put place blame, but that puts more pressure, if he does survive, on everything they do the offseason and next year, or he's gone.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on in the final hour of the big show on both Sportsman 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. If you want to join us, please do, 713-780-3776, where you can call, text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you before we hit the break, Houston Rockets are coming back home later in the week after they get done with this road trip where they're playing the Wizards tonight in Washington, D.C., and the holiday season gives the experience of live basketball to you as Rockets fans, and maybe it's the gift that keeps on giving as you give it to the Rocket fan in your life. Holiday packs now available for as low as $149. That's two different five-game packages. Five games for as low as $150. How do you beat that? The holiday packs guaranteed tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, the Dallas Mavericks, and that upstart young team with Luka Doncic. And the other holiday silver pack has a great variety of seats to see Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the Warriors in their last visit to Houston, and much more. So there are two different packs, the red pack with the Celtics, Pelicans, and Mavs, or the silver pack that features the Raptors and the world champion Warriors, and more. All you got to do to check out all the information is call Rockets.com. Get online for Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK, and you can get those packages while they're still available. And while you're at Rockets.com, check out everything on that website. It's your one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets, for news and notes about the team, the schedule and latest games, box scores, and everything with the Power Dancers and Clutch the Bear. Check out Rockets.com, and for tickets, 713-627-DUNK.
Hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's the Mature People's Program. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday from Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue. It's essentially the intersection of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Stop on by. We love stopping by over here and doing remotes because, look, the bottom line is we love meeting the people as it is, but the food is fantastic. If you're a Cajun food fan, you can't get any better Cajun food than you get right here at Buku. The daiquiris are off the chain. They are fantastic. And if you're looking for a spot to watch the football game tonight, if you don't have tickets, plenty of TVs, great food and drink. All the pretty people are going to be here. You need to be here, too. If you're in the Galleria area, check it out, Buku.
How about Philip Rivers yesterday going off, by the way? We talked all this football. Yeah. And we haven't even mentioned Philip Rivers. Completes his first 25 passes, sets a new NFL mark, has the Chargers playing well. He's playing out of his mind, actually.
Yeah, you know what? And so are they. But that's why I said the only thing that could derail them now, and remember, in years past, they've been three field goal kicks, extra points, and otherwise
they've been a kick from a couple
of wins.
Yeah.
Now they seem to have that settled. But the one thing that they haven't been able to survive because we haven't finished the season yet, is Melvin Gordon staying healthy? Because the track record also is at some point he's going to get dinged up and his season's going to be cut short. He gets hurt yesterday in a very bizarre freak play. They try to double reverse, and the lineman that gets beat chasing the initial ball carrier swings his legs around, and it happens to catch the lower right leg of Melvin Gordon. And it turns out, thankfully, because it looked like it could have been a lot worse than it is, looks like it's a sprained MCL. He's going to be week to week. But there's a guy, and you mentioned they have good backups in San Diego. In Los Angeles with the Chargers. But the fact of the matter is he's so vital to everything they do in the passing game as well as the running game that that would be a huge blow to them. And they're right in the thick of things when you start talking about records and they're still within grasp of the Chiefs, that they got to keep winning. So you hope that it's sooner rather than later that he comes back.
Yeah, Austin Eckler is the backup for Gordon, averaging almost 6 yards a carry on the season
as
a backup.
That's almost Aaron Jones good.
Speaking of Aaron's, let's jump over to your boys.
We don't have to do
What's
that.
Going on in Green Bay, man? Somebody texted the show, wants to know who are the big hot names that are going to replace Mike McCarthy since he's pissed off Aaron Rodgers.
I would like to know that because Mike McCarthy's done.
And, he is done.
You know, it's been a hell of a run. But when you start looking at the pity party now, Mike McCarthy's always been Mr. Close to the Vest, kind of Belichick-esque. But he's been able to back it up but with wins and longevity and success with Green Bay. But now you're seeing bad clock management, taking timeouts at the wrong time. Correct me if Texans fans have heard this before. His play calling, he's questioning himself. Now he's saying, that's on me. I got to coach better. I'm already looking back and going, there were different plays I should have called last night that I didn't. So I think he's gone, but the texter brings up a great question because I'm kind of at a loss for who they're going to get to replace him simply because you got to get a guy that jives with Aaron Rodgers. You got to believe from an offensive perspective, unlike the Texans situation where you're bringing in a young quarterback like Deshaun Watson and trying to teach him, you're going to have a guy that's very set in his ways that's going to be very, very much involved in all the offensive play calling and input because of that on the coaching staff, I would think, if they're smart. So I don't know who it's going to be, but I definitely think they're going
to
make a change.
Well, the name the last time, because this seems to come up every couple of weeks because of what's going on.
Yep.
The name I mentioned last time that I would mention again that I think would make a lot of sense because of the experience that he has with an elite quarterback is Josh McDaniels. He has head coaching experience. He's worked with Tom Brady. You can see what he could do with that offense when he's got a great quarterback and not a whole
it's
lot
an
else.
Call. And
they do have Gronk, but look, at the end of the day, he knows how to handle a guy with elite skills and make that offense work, and it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Now, let me say a couple things real quick because I know how much you guys love me to talk about the Packers.
Oh.
One, Aaron Rodgers has not been as good as he's been in his previous
years. He does need to play better.
He missed Devontae Adams wide open last night. That's a throw that he has got to make. So he has been less than stellar all year, and sure, you can say it's because he's had to throw more and he had the bad knee and all those things. All those excuses get out the window because this is the other thing I was going to tell you. They are going to clear house, and they're going to make one final run for the next three or four years, however long Rodgers plays. So I would look for a lot of big names to be looked at to come in, but I would look at big names like Clay Matthews to go out. I would think that they're going to cut salary wherever they can. They're going to look at Le'Veon Bell. They're going to look at receivers that are going to help him with the offense. But more so than anything else, they need a pass rush. They've got young defensive backs that are going to get better. But they are going to retool and really go for it with a new general manager. Again, much like Brian Gain here, Brian Gutekunst in Green Bay is going to put his mark. And the one thing they've never done in the past is dabble in free agency. I think you look at the Packers to be huge players in free agency because they know that it's a disservice to football, let alone the fans of the Packers, if Aaron Rodgers only sniffs one Super Bowl in his career.
A disservice to football?
Because of all the love that Aaron gets as the greatest of all time and one of the greatest of all times and the skill set. Because, look, I think they go overboard in terms of already anointing him
alongside
Tom Brady. But the thing is, when you look at a franchise that's had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, that's a quarter century of quarterbacking. And if you've only won two Super Bowls in that time, that's a disservice
just a poorly managed franchise.
And I agree with that as well. Yeah. But I'm saying for the fact that everybody – anoints Aaron Rodgers, all these things. But if you don't put the pieces around him, so he's almost Eli Manning. And I hate to say that because he's so much better skill set-wise. But when you turn up accomplishments, Eli Manning will have won two Super Bowls because the Giants put players around him. So I'm not comparing by any way of saying. I'm saying it's a bad situation because you know how we're critical of Eli Manning, but we're critical of the fact that, you know, he hasn't his stats aren't big enough.
Yeah.
But Rodgers is going to have all the stats, except for the ones with the hardware associated with him, except for an MVP. So that's where I think the Packers are going to really go for it in the next 3 to 5 years.
Sean Perlin said Bruce Arians to the Packers.
He says the only team he'll coach is the Browns, and I think he's too old and outdated for a guy like Baker Mayfield. Otherwise, I would think that the Browns should take a shot at him because he's an offensive mind.
Somebody said a disservice to Rodgers, laughing my ass off. New Orleans has been doing a disservice to Breeze for years.
No doubt about it. I'm not saying he's the only one in the situation, but it's a travesty when you see such talent. When we talk about how many bad quarterbacks. We just got done talking about Bortles and all these different quarterbacks that have just crapped the bed. When you get a good an all-world type quarterback like Breeze, like Rodgers, you're doing a disservice if you don't put the players around them so that they can win. The Packers were always about, let's build for the future. Let's draft. We draft right, so we don't want to overspend. But at some times, you have to be the Florida Marlins. Go out and go for it.
You got to start
and
over.
Put the players around him. So I think that's what you're going to see in Green Bay.
A couple more coaching discussions. U of H fired their D coordinator. UNC fires Fedora, their head coach. Rumors are Mac Brown was going to take over. That's been confirmed now, I believe.
Mac Brown is going
to be the head coach in North Carolina.
Look for Chizik to be his defensive coordinator because he has experience and he has experience with Mac Brown. But I think that Carolina could do a lot worse, and I think that, you know what, he's been there once before, and it's a nice story. But I think as long as he allows good coordinators to come in and actually coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been out for so long, and I know he's been doing the studio show and all that, and he's been in touch with football. But it's a big difference between running a program and analyzing games. There's a big difference. I'm not saying he's not going to be capable of it, but look what happens when some of these guys go away for a little while and come back. Hell, look no further than John Gruden, who took some time off from coaching, and he comes back, and it's not the same thing, man. The game evolves, and some of these coaches don't evolve with the game. So, I mean, I think he'll do well. Mac Brown was beloved in North Carolina for what he did for that program while he was there. But I think you're spot on. He needs to surround himself with coaches that are better than he is.
Yeah, just like we were talking about, you know, with Lincoln Riley, if he went to the NFL, it would behoove him to get the best coordinators with NFL experience. Same thing with Mac Brown. He knows how to manage the whole program, but just let the guys that have been on top of it on the cusp of offense and defense do the day-to-day. That's the best way to describe it.
No doubt. And if you drink a lot, I got something for you. Thrive Plus is what you need to let help you recover. Just like Mac Brown needs to let offensive coordinators help him get better, Thrive Plus is going to help you get better after a night of drinking. Take my word for it. I've used it, and I'm not a heavy drinker. I drink, you know, moderate amount of alcohol some nights, not all nights. But I tell you what, the nights that I do drink, I don't want to wake up the next morning feeling bad because I'm no spring chicken. I'm in my 40s now, and I can't drink like I used to. So I get me some Thrive Plus. I feel so much better the next day. And I think you will, too. In fact, Thrive Plus guarantees if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. How cool is that? It's real easy to do. You take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or right before you go to bed. And what it does is, while you're sleeping, it reduces the negative effects of alcohol on your liver and the toxic byproducts that are produced. And look, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a – I mean, I know I'm nerdy, but I don't know the ins and outs of how it works. I just know it works, and I know I feel better after I'm drinking. You may have seen it on Shark Tank. We've talked about that before. The on-staff – they have Ivy League graduates, 5 PhDs. They've got a team of folks that know what they're doing out there, and that's why they're able to guarantee their product and give you your money back if you don't feel 50% better the next day. So whether it's 1 drink, 5 drinks, whatever it is, take those 3 capsules, feel a lot better the next day. When you wake up, you're going to feel a lot better. Your body's going to thank you for it as well. And Thrive Plus is a Houston-based company. So if you order today before 4 p.m., you'll have it on your doorstep the next day. That's right. Next day delivery if you order before 4 p.m. right here in Houston, Texas. Go to DecideThrive.com to get your order. DecideThrive.com. You can also search for it on Amazon. Just search Thrive Plus. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1 on a Monday, Cyber Monday after Thanksgiving. Thank you for taking us along for the ride. It is Nick back at the studio. It is Barry and Joel here at Buku. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. If you're in the Galleria area and you're looking for some great Cajun food, some unbelievable daiquiris, and some pretty people just hanging out, watching sports and talking, come on over to Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue, corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. It is the place to be. Other news and notes, Barry, from the NFL, just to wrap it up. I put this on Twitter, but Cordell Patterson of the Patriots wasn't exactly having it when a Jets lineman didn't get up off of him quick enough.
Okay.
And decided to put the whole world in his hands, so to speak, as he went nut crushing.
What?
And there is video of him crushing the Jets lineman's junk.
Oh, I'm watching it now. I didn't see this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he put the whole world in his hands, and it got so bad that the lineman's chick on Twitter was like, easy, yo, lay off, he's my man. And then after that, after the game, someone actually went up to Cordell Patterson and said, what in the world were you doing? The cameras caught you. And he said, I was trying to get him off of me. I'm a grown man. I don't need no one's ass and D and B in my face.
Wow.
So I guess he got right to the point.
That looks like it hurts.
Definitely.
He flopped pretty bad, which I think I would too, because it doesn't look like, you know, like he's squeezing. He's definitely, yeah, that's inappropriate behavior. I don't care what they're putting in your, that's, whoo.
He's got the whole world.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't. Oh, man. That's not good.
Yeah, and even his chick, I don't know if his wife or girlfriend was out there going, sending Patterson tweets going, that's my man, just take it easy.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, the early stages of a relationship, you really need that stuff.
I was going to say something inappropriate, but we'll just move on. Speaking of inappropriate, OU Mike is here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure he has inappropriate things to say. What's up, OU Mike?
I'm trying to lay off the inappropriate. I've been watching my P's and Q's there. But I just happened to watch that Charlie Brown Thanksgiving the other night. And I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but there's a point in there where they sit down to eat at a table and everybody's sitting around it. Well, if you look real close, it shows Franklin take something off the table that don't belong to him and stick it in his pocket. I was just wondering if you guys saw that.
I'm going to let that just.
Nick,
it's
just, I told
you. No matter
you.
What. Hey, you know what, you guys? Next time, learn your lesson. If we take a vote, then we need to stick with it.
Nick, I told you.
We were kind of discussing whether it was a suspension or a ban.
Yeah, how long was the suspension?
I don't know.
I thought it was this week, but you guys said no.
Well, it started with 2 weeks, and then you guys were wavering back and forth, and I didn't know it was finally decided.
Well, it couldn't have been more than 2 weeks. I know we were discussing.
No, it wasn't
on the
more than 2 weeks. You're right.
No, but I didn't remember if he was supposed to be out last week or this week. I wish it was this week. That
are
was
you
terrible,
are you hinting
terrible.
At another suspension? Is that what you're saying? Or
I'm just saying I'm in no hurry to get to his calls going forward. How about that?
You got the gist of you know who Franklin was, and
yes, okay. I know exactly right. Who Franklin was on just the peanuts, it. And yes. All right, a text line. A couple of things to get out of the way. Barry, you go to. I'm not going to give him any run. But a listener said, at least go to the car wash that I work at because at least I listen to your show. That other place probably doesn't listen. That's a good point. If your prices are comparable, sir, I will come over there off of Woodlands Parkway and get my car washed. Although it's a further drive. But
if you want them to pay for your gas, too, I can see that happening.
Yeah, if you could give me some gas money and stuff, that'd be great. But, yeah, maybe I'll make the trip over there. I didn't hear that, Nick. Say again. Say it.
It looks like it's official. Andy Dalton is out for the remainder of the season because of the thumb injury. He's on IR, I believe. Breaking news.
Ooh. Yeah. So the Bengals put Andy Dalton on IR, done for the season. So were their hopes of making the playoffs, but that's been done for a couple weeks now. So it's not like it really mattered all that much that Andy Dalton wasn't going to be playing for them. 5-6, they weren't catching the Steelers. A couple weeks ago,
they were being talked about as a playoff team and a Texans first-round opponent.
Yeah.
And now –
Three losses in a row will tend to do that to your football team. Speaking of that, and we could talk about the Browns a little bit, but Baker Mayfield had a little snarky thing to say about his former coach, Hugh Jackson. Instead of me reading it, Nick, why don't you let the people hear what he had to say?
He said, good job, good game. Yeah, that was brief. I didn't feel like talking.
You or him?
Me.
Why not?
I don't know. Left Cleveland, goes down to Cincinnati. I don't know. It's just somebody that was in our locker room asking for us to play for him and then goes to a different team. We play twice a year. Everybody can have their spin on it, but that's how I feel. It's just like any rivalry game. That's just how it is now. That's how I'm going to treat it every time we play them. But it's nothing, you know, there's no hate. That's just how it is. That's how I'm going to treat it. And I think that's how our team should treat it, too. And what it comes down to is we still have the same players. Yeah, that's what I said when everything was happening. We just had to play better. You know what? You can put your own spin on it, but we have the same players. Yeah, we have people that we believe in calling the plays now.
That's the key right there,
and
right at the end. Yeah. Everything else was just fine. I think he was okay. He even makes a good point about going to a rival, and I'm not going to be cordial. You left us to go to a rival. He didn't have much of a choice. But you go down to a rival that they play twice a year. But right at the end when he says, we have someone we believe in calling the plays, that puts a nice little bow.
That's Todd Haley as well.
Yeah.
That's Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson.
Well, remember, they argued over who should be calling the plays.
But here's the thing to me. Because you can't – look, Hugh Jackson didn't ask to be fired.
No,
of
course not.
And so he got another job. And jobs in the NFL are hard to find. So you can't be mad at the man for going out and getting another job and thinking that it's intentional that he wanted to get up against his old team. Sure, but at the time, too, when we were talking about the Bengals just a minute ago, at the time he was joining the Bengals were fighting for first place in the division, and they've fallen off, too. But also in that game, Demaryius Randle, the ex-Packer defensive back, gets a pick right by the Cincinnati sidelines and presents the ball to Hugh Jackson and then goes to the other sideline. And people were trying to figure out, was he being sarcastic and mean? Was he being appreciative? But I think that you take that and then you take what Baker Mayfield said and how he treated Hugh Jackson. I don't think he was a very popular guy in Cleveland.
No, and, you know, it's a good point because how many players in the NFL, if let's say that, you know, Baker Mayfield's tenure doesn't work out in Cleveland and they cut him. And one of the teams that's offering him a new contract and maybe has more money under the cap is Cincinnati. Is he going to turn down that contract because it's a rival of a team he used to play for that cut him, that he didn't leave, they fired him? You can't blame a guy for
because
that part.
I
get why you would be like, hey, you went to our hated rival, so I hate you now. I get that. Mm-hmm. But you can't blame the man for going and getting a job, even if it is in the division and against a rival.
Yeah, you know, and I get the Brett Favre situation. I take the Brett Favre situation. Look, when he got traded to the Jets, he was pissed because there was animosity there. He wanted to be in the division. He wanted to play the Packers twice a year.
Yes.
But in this situation.
And he's just getting a job.
Yeah, he's just getting another job because, again, jobs in the NFL are hard to come by. And he didn't ask to be fired. The Browns and Dorsey let him go.
Yep.
So that's crazy. But the other thing is, though, if I'm Hugh Jackson, I don't need to go out and seek him out and make a big deal of it on the field.
Right.
You know, again, we talked about the Ed Oliver situation with Major Applewhite. You can do that outside the locker room where no one's around.
Yeah.
But when you do that publicly like that, you're kind of setting yourself up for a little of that. So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on here on The Usual Suspects, final half hour of the show. We got one segment still to go. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776 or hit us up on the HRNP listener line, which, of course, is this, you can call, you can text 713-780-3776. And, we'll check our Twitter throughout the night. So we're normally pretty good about that with the Texans on board as well for a game tonight. So we'll put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, speaking of Infuse Energy, if you're looking for a new energy provider, boy, do I have one for you. I switched about a year ago to Infuse Energy, and I'm telling you right now, I will never regret the decision because they've saved me thousands over what my bill was year to year. They give me weekly updates as well as monthly updates to show me where I'm using energy the most, when to what times I'm using it the least. And they're always there to help with the friendly phone call. When you call them, you're going to get someone on the phone and not an automated system. It's just the way they like to do business. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. You can go to InfuseEnergy.com, or you can start up by calling them at 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. You mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and let the process go from there, because they will ask you as many questions as you ask them. They'll find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Are you a lot on weekends? Are you a lot on weekdays? Is it for your business, for your family, etc.? And then they'll develop a plan and a rate for you that makes sense and saves you money through the heat of the summer and the cool days like we're experiencing now in the wintertime. Josh Pesikoff and his staff are always going to be honest. He trains to make sure that the people are never going to be deceptive. And if there's a company out there that can give you a better deal, they are trained to let you know that too, because they want to be like a trusted friend. And you know that, hey, they had enough to be able to tell me up front that there was another company with better rates. That means you can trust them, and maybe you won't go with them this time, but you'll end up going with Infuse Energy because of that kind of honesty and that kind of high-character relationship building that they do. Give them a call, 844-INFUSE2 or InfuseEnergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
So apparently, according to Juan Gonzalez, you carry me until 1:30 on Twitter.
I did what?
I don't know. I think sometimes people try to be funny and miss the mark. It was a good shot, though, Juan. It was a nice try. But
he was a hell of a player for the Rangers, too, for a while.
I don't understand.
So I appreciate him.
I don't understand why I give some of these folks a run, either.
Yeah, why did you do that?
I have no idea. But swing and a miss, bud, whatever that was.
Well, you know what's funny, too, about that is because I always get a kick out of the people that I find in the deleted items that tweets never make it anymore. They don't realize how long they've been blocked for. But yet they're still listening to the show, and they're still participating.
Away.
It's just they're never going to be mentioned ever again.
How do you see tonight going, Texans Titans? What's your analysis?
I'm going to say this. You know what? Mariota still isn't right. I don't know what's up with his hand, and I don't know that it will be right. Hopefully it'll be right next year for his sake, because it's just a very weird injury that hasn't gone away. I think that all the wind and all the buildup of this energy they got when they beat the Patriots and they were playing so well just got sucked out of the balloon in the last week or so. They look like a different team. They look deflated. They look like a team that's been beaten. And I think the Texans realize this isn't a cakewalk for the division now. Yeah, the great feel-good story is how many games in a row that they've won, but they realize the Colts are coming. The Titans still have a chance if they win tonight, and I think they take care of business. I think they come out on the home field. They make sure they make a statement. They make sure that everybody knows, hey, this just wasn't a fluke. We're going to do on national TV to prove to everyone and make a statement that we can do something. And I think that I think the Texans win by 10 points.
10 points? The line is 6. So you took the Texans and gave the 6?
I would take the Texans and give the 6.
Did you do that on Wednesday?
When I made our picks, I did take the Texans at home, yes.
Okay, and you gave the 6?
Yeah.
So I'll take the Titans and the 6 points. I think this game is some 23-20-ish. I think it's a close game. I think the Texans win. I think that the Titans cover, though. I think they'll be able to move the ball, but the Titans defense is a bit of a bend but don't break defense. They've played well in spurts. I've mentioned this a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, but the Titans have been kind of one of those Jekyll and Hyde, which team is going to show up type of teams. They don't score a lot of points, but they can play some defense, and they can you know, prevent you from putting up points on the board, even though they might give up some yards. They've been, you know, fairly good as a scoring defense or a limiting. I mean, they're giving up 19 a game. That's second best in the NFL. So I think it's low scoring. I think it's close again, but I don't know that if you look at all the weapons that the Texans have versus all of the Titans, quote, weapons, to me, like we did this last time, right? And if I were to say, all right, you had to pick one of the three between Mariota and Watson, who are you taking?
I'm taking Watson.
Between Deion Lewis and Lamar Miller, who are you taking? A little closer, but
it is closer.
Probably
and
going
you had
Lamar
a two-headed monster in Tennessee as well.
Blue has been running well as well. I'm not suggesting that they're on the same level.
But I believe the strength of the running game is Tennessee.
Okay. And then Corey Davis or DeAndre Hopkins?
I'm taking D-Hop.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that overall, defensively, the Titans are good, and they can match what the Texans can bring defensively as well. The Texans have been playing better. I heard Kareem Jackson getting some love this morning on one of the programs as well, where they were talking about the fact that J.J. Watt is experiencing resurgence in his career and coming back from the injuries. But don't sleep on the contributions that Kareem Jackson is making, having transitioned to safety and then filling in at cornerback. And he really has been really valuable to this team and to this defense. I think J.J. Watt's going to have a huge game. It's Monday Night Football. You know he loves the limelight. You know he loves to be the center of attention. And what better chance to do that than when you're the only football game on the slate on a night? I look for a big game for him, even if it's for selfish reasons, even if it's just because he wants to shine and make his case for Defensive Player of the Year. It's his chance to do that on Monday Night Football, and I think he will. So I think it's close, 23-0, 20, or 23-20, 24-21, something like that. But I think Texans win.
What do you see, Nick?
I mean, I think it's really important for Thomas to get involved. Most of the time, wide receivers take a while to make that transition on a new team and really figure out the offense and then be included in it. I think this is a great opportunity to do so. And because I think Thomas will get that opportunity and get some throws on the outside, I think they can expose Tennessee just by using him. So I picked against the Texans last week mostly because I felt like this win streak would come to an end. But they've always been able to prove me wrong. So I'm gonna say the Texans win, but I think it's going to be a super sloppy win, and I think Thomas is going to be a lot more involved in this game than in the past.
How crazy is that? That if they do win, that's 8 in a row.
Yep.
And last night, when the Pittsburgh Steelers lost, that dropped them to 4th in the AFC. Especially if the Texans win tonight. Right now, they currently sit at 4th. The Texans are 3rd in the AFC, which is insane to me to even consider. If they win tonight, if I'm not mistaken, they have the same record as the New England Patriots.
The only problem is the Patriots won the head-to-head.
Of course.
Right. If
I would have told you 11 games into the NFL season, especially starting 0-3 and losing to the Patriots, that the Texans would have the same record as the Patriots, you would call me an idiot.
Well, we were sitting there after week three, and we were both saying, look, they're done, right? I mean, and the thing is just for someone to come up to us after that and say, hey, how about the fact that they're going to be in the playoffs? We'd have laughed whoever said that right off the air. Yeah. Going, you must be out of your mind. So it's a huge accomplishment to do what they've done. But that's why I think, Nick, kind of counterpointing what you said, I think because it's national TV and because everybody will be watching, I think they're going to try and make a statement. They might be a little bit more open with their offense, trying to score points and make a statement that, look, we're not just fluking wins and just caught the schedule the right way. I think that they want to make a statement that they can play and they can be a team that does some damage in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's just insane to me that they are 7-3. If they win tonight, they're 8-3. They're comfortably in the driver's seat. And, you know, they're one of the best teams in the AFC right now. It's so weird to say that. And they're really lucky because their schedule is cake. We talked about the fact that on their schedule, but starting this week with the Titans and Browns, Colts, Jets, Eagles, Jags, that you look at it and you think, oh, the Eagles is their only tough game. I don't think the Eagles tough game anymore.
Eagles should have, I won't say should have, but they could have lost to the Giants yesterday.
Absolutely.
They're playing awful. Their secondary is ridiculous.
They're lucky Eli Manning sucks.
Yeah.
And turns the ball over. And I tell you what, that interception in that Eagles-Giants game at the end of the first half, that changed the entire momentum and complexion of
but
that game
Giants
and the way it ended. Yeah, that's
foot.
What I mean. Eli.
Saquon Barkley, who was everything in the first half, only touched it like 3 or 4 times in the second half when the dude was controlling the line of scrimmage, both running the football and catching the football. I don't know what the Giants are doing. I know Beckham, who should shut his mouth, was all over about complaining again. You got your money. You got paid. You know, just sit there and play.
Who needs to shut up more, Ramsey or Beckham? Because they're both on teams.
Both are
that
bad
you shouldn't
teams
be talking
with
crap.
Big mouths. Yeah, I mean, and the rumor is that Ramsey's going to be shopped in the offseason because he's basically alienated everyone in his own locker room. I don't think OBJ is there yet in terms of his locker room, but I think that overall, from a fan base and everybody else, and you're hearing it from the media too, just shut up and play.
Yeah,
you got everything you wanted, even though you know you had some questionable moves off the field and on the field, but just shut up and play.
Yep.
So yeah, I think of the two.
How?
I would say that Ramsey needs to shut up more.
How crazy is it going to be that the Texans are going to do the most Texans thing ever and win tonight and then lose to the Browns?
Browns are not a bad team, though.
I know.
They're not the as Browns bad. Are you, not, you just got done talking about
they're
this.
They're not a horrible, horrible football team. They're not. They're not an easy out. They're AJ, not just
AJ brought
a
this up on Twitter yesterday
loss.
And last night, and it's painful, but it's true. They have the exact same record as the Green Bay Packers. Ugh. They're not a bad team anymore.
No, no. You know, it's not that, just
that's
an automatic
not to say
loss.
Anything about the Packers. Yeah, but Baker Mayfield's playing better. Their skill position play, like he said, same players in the locker room, just a coaching staff they believe in, and that can be the difference sometimes because they're playing better football.
And back to the schedule, real quick. We talked about the tough game left. Turns out the tough game left, it's not the Eagles, it's not the Jags, it's the Colts. That is their most difficult game left on their schedule.
Because Andrew Luck is playing at a different level than he was originally when he's still coming back from injury. So that's a big deal. The fact that Andrew Luck is playing great, playing a lot like he was playing before he got hurt, getting great production from Ebron and other guys. And they're
playing
good
Ebron's
football.
Playing out of his mind.
No doubt about it. All right, with that, we're going to turn it over to the Blitz. They're coming up next. They're going to take you home all the way till 7 o'clock, and they're going to do it both on SportsFam 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. So enjoy the ride. And before we get out of here, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. If you are dealing with a roofing issue, maybe there's a leak or you need a whole new roof on your building or your home, then there's only one place to call, and that's Fitz Roofing, FITZRoofing.com. Check them out because they're locally owned and operated. They're not like storm chasers that take your money and deposit up front and skip town while doing shoddy work. They do the work. They're there before, during, and after the sale, and they have the backup to prove it because they are an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau roofer, five-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor, and they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to attain this elite status. They have it. They use CertainTeed shingles, and they do quality work. You will find them around town, and they were definitely going to be serviced before, during, and after the sale, and they give 10% of their profits back through a nonprofit called Fitz for Family. Families that help people that need roofing repairs or a new roof but can't afford to pay for it. It's just a way that they proved to you once again they are solidified in Houston, Texas, and for you. Check them out, FitzRoofing.com or 832-521-3001 for your free no-obligation inspection today at Fitz Roofing. They're making a difference one home at a time.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.